When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Visions of Love podcast. In today's episode, we conclude our interview with Annette Mara, who is in charge of blind services at Special Touch Ministry. She's going to share a couple stories with us about the getaways that her disabled campers have gone on, and she'll also tell you how you can become involved with her ministry. We hope you enjoy part two of the interview, as well as the music that we will provide. Thank you for listening.
When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Netamara.
How would you respond to this sentence? I heard it said that people with disabilities are one of the most, if not the most, underreached mission field.
Correct. In the U.S., it's 15 to 20% of the population has a disability. So when I'm talking with churches and with people in general, it's important that they're reached. That's 15 to 20%. What 15 to 20% of people do you not want to reach, do you not want to share the gospel with? It's definitely important that it is a big people group. So it is important to that we're open and that we're ready to share the gospel.
I hear a lot about people with disabilities being served But how can people who have different disabilities serve others?
They can. I have seen a gentleman with blindness as a door greeter at his church, or singing and performing music. God gives every person gifts and abilities, and we have to discover them. And sometimes for someone with a disability, it might not look like a typical gift that you would think of, but it absolutely is. Their smile, their willingness to, every time that they see you, they're happy and they're open. In 1 Corinthians, it says that the weaker, and that's how society sometimes looks at disability, that those weaker parts of the body are indispensable. God still has a plan, still has a purpose. And I would even use the 2020 word essential to the kingdom of God. And actually in the NLT, it says essential in that verse. Indispensable, essential. So there are gifts, there are ways that people with disabilities can serve. I mean, anything that someone else can do, it can probably be adapted for someone with a disability to be able to do. They may just need to do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Tamara, were there any special stories that you remember from the kids at camp or anything that you saw that you'd like to tell us about?
Absolutely. One of the stories that I love to share is about a young lady who was a teenager, and we do a spa day for the girls at camp. So we do give them manicures and pedicures and do makeup and hair. They get a goodie bag. We do pictures, and it's just a great time for us to grow together and get to know each other. And happens towards the middle to the end of camp and of the getaway. This young woman had decided to get baptized and accepted Jesus, and the missionaries of the camp spoke with her family and made sure that she understood and that everyone was on the same page. And the missionary comes up to her and says, you know, you just got all beautiful, and the baptism is this afternoon, like shortly after this. And I'll never forget, the girl turns and looks at him and says, living for Jesus is way more important than me looking beautiful, because I'm beautiful in his eyes. And I was like, whoo! That's the story. I mean, this is a young girl who has a cognitive disability, and many times, you know, they don't get to be pampered like that. And she gets pampered, and she goes, I don't care. I'm giving it up for Jesus.
So have any of these stories caused you to grow in your Christian life, like maybe taking less stuff for granted or something like that?
Absolutely, they do. Exactly what you said is taking things for granted and just finding the diamonds that are buried in other people. God makes each person with a plan and a purpose, okay? We are his handiwork, according to Ephesians 2:10. And just, I love when I get to connect with someone and help them discover the diamond that's in them. God created you, and you are beautiful. And just those stories that they get to share back with me of how God's working in their life, it's amazing. It's amazing.
So have you seen a change in the kids and their personalities and so forth from when they enter the camp to when they leave?
Yes, there are people of all different ages. It's ages 10 and up. And we do. We have some that definitely come in at the beginning of camp and are unsure, and at the end of camp are, you know, upset because they don't want to go back home because they had such a great time. So there's definitely that change. And then I can tell you about another woman who comes to the camp, and she says this is her home. It's the place that she gets to feel that she's at home and with Jesus and with other believers. And so definitely when the camp starts off at the beginning of the week, she was nervous, and at the end of the camp, those were her words.
Are there ever any people from church groups or anything like that that come and are just really changed because they see these kids and they see maybe things that they don't expect happening?
Yes, we have had first-time people in groups that come in and serve some of them come in and they're like, I wasn't even sure if I could do this, and I've just had such a great week, and I've grown so much. I've learned from the chapel services, and I've learned from the guests in my dorm, and I just, you know, they feel closer to God, and just understanding that God's kingdom is for everyone.
Well, that's great. Lastly, I wanted to ask you, has anything surprised you about what people with disabilities can do?
I will be honest. I have probably had that mindset in the past that sometimes I think, oh, that person couldn't do that. And it's the wrong mindset. It's the wrong mindset to have. The mindset should be, how can I help that person do that? Because they absolutely most likely can. And I've been surprised that I've met a missionary who travels the world who's completely blind. And to me, when at first I was like, wow. And then she explained, you know, like, I can do everything. I can still share the gospel of Jesus. I can still get around. I can still do everything that someone else can do.
I know I said lastly, but lastly, I just wanted to ask you, what are some fears that hold people in the church back that you could address and that we could overcome?
Well, that is the key word, is fears. It is a fear that people have, fear of change, fear of something being different, fear of not knowing what to say or what to do. And the best thing I can say is treat them like you would want to be treated. Love them. Love people like, you know, God said to love everyone, not just the ones that look like you or just the ones that talk like you or the ones that act like you. He said love everyone. And so if you just show love, ask questions if you're uncertain, how can I help you or do you need help? And just be open to sitting with them and being a friend.
Wow, that's really good advice. I think sometimes people are afraid of the unknown, and it's just, you know, an irrational fear. Maybe if I get close to this person, what they have will rub off on me. That kind of thing.
Unfortunately, but sometimes that's still, people still have that mindset.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why we need to go out and we need to talk about disabilities and to talk about having churches that have a spirit of accommodation, you know, taking those the time to ask, the time to get to know others.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, Natamra, and I hope that we can stay in touch. And if there's anything that we can do for you, let us know. But how would people donate to Special Touch? Do you have anything online or?
Yep, you can go to www.specialtouch.org, and there's a donate page right there. You can also find out about our programs and services, get connected with us through our newsletter, and even follow us on Facebook.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate that, and God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
You've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.